Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. This is Rev Paul with Miracles One, and welcome to another episode of Insights on A Course in Miracles. Over this past week, we worked on lessons 185 through 191 in the workbook for students. And today, I'd kind of like to touch on lesson 190, I Choose the Joy of God Instead of Pain. One of the things that the ego thought system has taught us to do over and over again, ever since we were children, whether it was learning these kind of things from our parents, our grandparents, those around us in religious institutions, in the school environment, the work environment, or whatever, we've learned how to choose pain over and over again instead of joy. And that pain is facilitated by feelings of guilt, feelings of fear, feelings of shame, and so forth. But two of the big ones is guilt and shame. All of us have learned how to feel guilty and ashamed about all kinds of things within the dream. It's a huge problem, and it's a problem that tends to plague us all of our lives. And it's because we don't realize who we really are. And I'm so grateful for A Course in Miracles manifesting within the world and coming into our lives, because Jesus does a fantastic job explaining and describing these problems that we go through in these lessons within the workbook for students and even in the text. And then after he explains it, he gives us the solution to the problem. How do we get out of it? Because we're all stuck within a nightmare. He says that very clearly in paragraph 2 of this lesson. It is a nightmare of abandonment by an eternal love. He's referring to God. We have been and are still caught within a nightmare. A nightmare is a bad dream, and that is all that it is. Thank God. And we will eventually awake up from the bad dream, and it will dissolve and go away. As we work through these lessons within the workbook for students, and we practice them, and we develop the habit of practicing them on a daily basis, and incorporating them into our thought system, the nightmare will begin to dissolve very slowly and gradually over time for most of us. And when it does, we wake up to a happy dream. But as we go through this process, these lessons help us to learn how to go within, to pause and go within and try to develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit, to learn how to hear that inner voice of love, who's going to remind us of our innocence, who's going to help us to recognize more and more that all of this is a mistaken perception. And as we go through the practice and we learn more and more what that inner voice of the Holy Spirit sounds like when it comes through and it gives us little messages and little promptings to take action on something, we begin to recognize it more and more. A lot of times in the beginning when we hear it, because it didn't come from our ego mind, we discount it. We're like, oh, that was just a fleeting thought. But eventually we start to recognize that, oh, if I had responded to and took action on that thought, my life would have been a little bit happier in hindsight. And so we might go through that for a while where we get a message and a prompting to do something or to not do something. And we ignore it for a while, but we start to recognize, oh, I should have listened to that. We start to recognize, what does that sound like? What does it feel like? And eventually we start to, as we recognize it more and more, we begin to follow it. And that is when we are starting to take the steps of choosing the joy of God instead of pain. Remember, the voice of the Holy Spirit is the mediator for God. Those messages we receive from him are coming from God through his Holy Spirit, who always has our best interest in mind. Even within the nightmare, he wants us to move through the dream into a happier dream and a happier awakening. And as we continue to recognize that inner voice and that guidance and the feeling and the peace and like, oh yeah, that's the way I should go, and we choose it, we're choosing the joy of God. And when we see it works out more and more over and over again, and our lives get happier and better and more joyful and easier and safer, we like it. We start the journey with God within the dream is more joyful. We're taking Jesus' hand and he's walking us through it now. That is fun. That is cool. It's awesome. And we start to learn that choosing the joy of God is the only way we want to go. When we try to choose the joy of the ego, that's a deception. That leads us to pain. But when we learn how to listen to the inner voice of the Holy Spirit, and we follow it more and more, we trust him more and more, we trust God more and more, we open up and we allow him to lead our lives more and more, it becomes a very joyful life and a dream until we finish awakening. That's what we all want. It is a process. You have to keep working at it, but that's why we're here as mighty companions. I'm doing these videos to help you, but I'm also doing them to help myself. We're all mighty companions. We're all in this nightmare together. We're learning how to get out of it together. That's the way it kind of works. And we have the Holy Spirit and Jesus helping us with that process. Thank God. All right, everyone. Keep at it. I love you all. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.